the Lord is. So there are things that I don't understand completely. There may be things that you do not understand completely. How do we come to that conclusion? How do we come to know those things? By our study of the Scriptures. We can know Christ. Know everything that God has to reveal about Him. And anything beyond that, anything that the outside sources of the world talk about Christ, we should not take as truth in full. But what God reveals to us, and use the mind that He has given, the intelligence He has given us to understand Him. It must also be in an affectionate knowledge. If I know Him at all, I must love Him. 1 John chapter 2 and verse 3 says, we know Him by keeping His commandments. John 14 and verse 15, if we love Him, we will keep His commandments. Paul tells the Corinthians, if you don't love Christ, he says, if any man loveth not the Lord, let him be anathema. Let him be accursed. Or let him be separated from God. Who separates us from God? Ourselves. Our sin, Isaiah. Our sin separates us from God. So if we don't love God, well, what's the opposite of that? We don't love. If we don't keep the commandments of God, how can we expect to love Him? And vice versa. If we don't love God, how are we ever going to keep His commandments? Our minds, as with our minds, we must also love the Lord with our hearts. We read there just a moment ago in Matthew 22 and verse 37. Our love for God must not only be stated with our mouth. It must not only be professed with our tongue, but it must be shown exactly how God showed His love to us. 1 John chapter 3 and verse 18, our love is not to be spoken only, but by our actions, our manner of life, our conduct. That is how we show our love for God. That is how we show others that God, Christ is living in us and we in Christ. Speaking love, saying, yeah, I love the Lord, doesn't really mean anything if we don't show it. I tell my wife I love her all the time. But what does that mean if I don't show it? God expects us to show our love for Him. And how do we do that? Keeping His commandments. Loving Him with all our soul, our heart, and our mind. Those words, you speak those words, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy mind. That's great. Many people have professed to do that. Do you love the Lord? Yes, I do. Do you love God? Yes. Do you keep His commandments? No. Some of them. Then how do we love the Lord if we're not keeping all of His commandments? It must be an affectionate love that is shown. A satisfying knowledge it must be as well. It will become a satisfying knowledge to us. It will satisfy us where other things do not. What satisfaction do we have in this world, in the things of this world? Where do you find your satisfaction? The accumulation of material goods, wealth? Sadly, many do, yes. But the knowledge of Jesus Christ fulfills all the voids in our life. Paul's willingness, we read there in Philippians, verses 7 and 8 there, Paul's willingness to forgo all the advantages of Judaism showed how much he loved Christ and how much more satisfying his life was once he started serving Christ. In the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus says there in Matthew chapter 5 and verse 6, blessed are they that hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. They will be satisfied. They will become satisfied. It will be the bread that fills our hunger and the water that quenches our thirst. The living water that he talks about to the woman on the well in John chapter 4. John also writes in Revelation 22 and verse 17 that that water of life that is given freely to all. Jesus tells the woman on the well there, if you drink of this water out of this well, you're going to be thirsty again. You're going to want more of this water. But the living water that I am giving you and offering you, you shall never thirst again. The satisfying knowledge of Jesus Christ fills all the voids that we have. In John chapter 6 and in verse 35, Jesus said unto them, says, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall not hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. You think about that. You go through this life, however many years our life are upon this earth, you eat on a daily basis to fill your hunger. But Jesus says, you feast on what I am offering, the bread of life, the water of life. He says, you will never hunger and you will never thirst. When we eat the physical food and we put in our bodies, a few hours later, what happens? We're not filled, we're hungry again. But the spiritual feast that Jesus has and offers to us, he says, you'll want for nothing, you'll lack.